lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
If you need our help, just let us know when it comes to Date 'em or Dump 'em by direct messaging us on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And we'll do the best to help figure out what went wrong on your date or in a relationship, whatever it may be. We are here for you. And we are going to do that for Ben today. Ben tweeted us about a girl named Ashley that you didn't swipe her on Tinder. She swiped you. Is that correct?
Yeah. She swiped me.
Okay.
And then we started talking, and we were like messaging back and forth for like a week. So, I mean, you know, you really get to know each other after like really having conversations like all day long, just going back and forth. So I finally invited her out. I was like, let's go downtown, get some drinks. And we were like bar hopping and all that stuff. And like, you know, we got to know like each other just via like her choosing my drinks and like me choosing her drinks.
That'd be fun.
We were just like laughing and hanging out. It was awesome. We like shot pool. We played like some video games. And then like in the night, like I was a gentleman. I walked her to Uber. You know, it was great. Like I gave her a hug and a kiss on the cheek, and I was like, I'll text you later. And she seemed stoked about that. And, you know, like, so I texted her later and then I didn't hear back. So I'm just like confused, I guess, because we spent like 4 hours together that day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then just complete radio silence. Nothing.
Huh. Yeah. It's not like she was like, I'll get back to you, and then forgot or anything like that. It's just like, I haven't heard back at all. And I even did like the check-in text. I was like, hello, you know? So
Weird. You didn't like buy her overly aggressive beverages, did you?
What do you mean by aggressive beverages?
Like she's like Three Wise Men or something like that.
She's
like
hanging the bathroom around the porcelain god.
Like the euphemism drink.
if you and I went out, right, and we're all hanging out as friends, and you and I were like, hey, for a night, I'll buy your drinks and pick them out. Which sounds frightening because I don't know what you'd be buying me, but I wouldn't like go out of my way to buy you like
super strong drinks,
horrible
by aggressive,
drinks.
You mean strong drinks?
Yeah. I'd probably still get you stuff that I think you would like instead of like getting you like the worst stuff possible. That's what I mean by that.
Huh. Okay. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot that could have happened here. It could have been anything you talked about, or obviously I'm sure you've gone over this in your head. There was no point at which it seemed like things got a little chillier or anything like that.
No. And like I said, like at the end of the date, she seemed really stoked to have me, you know, to like keep up the communication. So, you know, because like you can kind of feel it out usually at the end of the day, where they're just like, okay, and then they go, or they like turn their head funny, so you can't like actually get in there and give the kiss, you know. And like none of that happened, so I don't know, I'm just confused.
So did you get a regular hug or a side hug? You got a regular hug?
No, I got the full hug. Like we like
a full frontal hug,
kinda, like embraced, for like a second before I kissed her on the cheek.
Okay.
Now you don't think it's possible, since it was Tinder and she swiped on you, there's not a chance here that like she was hoping for maybe more, and then she thinks maybe you're just trying to
that she find was looking
a
for a hookup
relationship or a friend.
Well, she waited a week for a hookup. I mean,
I don't know. Like I feel like if that was the case, then she might have said something about it.
Okay.
You know?
Because she seemed direct.
Yeah, because even if you don't want to say it in person, you can always like text the person back. Like, you know, it's just such an easy thing to do.
Well,
no.
This whole segment would not exist if people said words to each other.
Yeah, that's easy stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
All right, man. Well, we'll give Ashley a call and see if we can figure out what went down, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we'll put Ben on hold.
I'm glad you asked about the hug, because I thought that was a key moment. Because, every dude's been there. You go on a date with a girl, you think it's going great, and at the end of the night, you're wanting to be a gentleman, so you're just going to hug. And when they kind of rotate and side hug you, in your head, your heart breaks as it's happening. Like, you're like,
I'm not allowed to get a regular hug.
Dang it, I blew that. Because you're
solid
friend
point.
Zone, and you're never coming back at that moment. It's over.
Okay. We'll let you guess what you think went wrong on Ben's date on Twitter, KX969. We will get a hold of Ashley and try to figure it out.
The conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix96.9.
We want to help our new friend Ben out with what went wrong on his date with Ashley. She swiped him on Tinder. They went out and had a good time at the bars. Had a laughing, playing all kinds of different games. It was a solid evening, and now she's not getting back with him, so therefore we do what we do and call Ashley.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Ashley.
Is this her?
Hey, Ashley, it's JP, Lauren, Husker Nick.
Really, JP and Lauren, hey.
Hi.
Hi. Don't forget about me. Wah, wah.
Okay, well, do you have any idea why we're calling you then?
I mean, I listen to your show all the time. Probably know what this is about.
Okay. It would be Datum or Dump'em?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and being that this is Datum or Dump'em, you are correct. Do you know who we're calling about?
This guy, Ben.
Indeed.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, girl, why you ghosting him?
Just take over and do what you know happens now.
Calling you guys.
He's got some what?
He's got some balls calling you guys.
Oh, wow.
Why? Okay. From what he tells us, the date was great. You guys had fun. You bought each other drinks. A hug and a kiss on the cheek at the end. And everything seemed great. And you seemed excited about, let's talk more later.
Yep. I'm sure he told you all about that. And it was great. We did. We had lots of fun. But I'm pretty sure he has no idea why I haven't texted him back, right?
Correct.
He's completely clueless.
All right. So we were wrapping up the date, and he said he had a great time. We'll text you later. He gave me a hug. And later that night, I got a text at like 11, 11:30-ish, and I'm definitely sure he meant to send that to another girl.
Oh.
What did it say? Keep it clean. We're on the radio.
All right, here, hold on. I'll read it to you.
Okay.
Pull it up. He wrote, "Remember that thing you did with your tongue the other night? In the mood for more of that tonight? And bring that pink thing."
What?
Yeah. Is that like a Jello mold? Is that what we're talking about?
Who knows? I appreciate your inflection, how you acted that out. Remember that thing you did? I appreciate.
I'm sure we're not the first people she's read that to.
No, read that to every one of her friends.
Yeah, you have, haven't you?
Sure have, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've heard.
You've probably read it to coworkers.
Wow.
Well, okay.
Okay. So,
well, if you know all about this, you also know that Ben's on the phone. So, Ben, busy evening?
Hey, Ashley. As you, sounds like you already know, that was actually meant for someone else.
No.
Do you not remember sending that text?
I don't.
And now you know why you didn't get a response, and how did you not see it when you later went to message her?
I don't know how all this happened, but I just want to apologize for that. I mean, obviously, you know, this is our first date, so I've been seeing other people before, and I just want you to know, like, that particular girl, like, I'm not trying to see her. That's just kind of, it was like a fling thing that was happening, and you know, like, that's obviously over. I'd like to go on another date with you, and like, I apologize that you got that text, and I assume you were seeing other people too. Like, I, you know, I don't feel like it's that big of a deal, so like,
I don't know that it's about seeing other people or not.
You know, I'm hoping we can go on like a second date if that's
no, I'm gonna pass.
I don't think it's that she thinks you are already in a committed relationship with her.
You know, like the things that you do on the side, you know, like, I'm sure she's got like a freaky side to her, so, you know.
But like back to back in the same evening with different people?
Yeah,
you know,
more like right after our date.
Like, it was a date. It's not like I went and took her home and we did things and then I hit up somebody else. You know, it was like a hug and a kiss on the cheek. I'd still like to see her and see where it goes.
Well, I can't believe if you were that worried about it, you didn't see that text when you like tried to text me back or something.
Right, like Lauren mentioned earlier. Yeah,
sounds like he was drinking. I
mean, when I checked in, like, you didn't say anything either. Like, you could have said like, "Hey, you sent me a text that was probably meant for someone else."
Right.
You know.
Well, I think we've learned a lesson here, Ben, that you shouldn't text while you're drunk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is a separate issue that, many bad things have happened as a result of drunk texting. So, Ashley, you're just done.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, cool. I'll just hit that other girl up again then.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Yeah, weren't you worried that she didn't text you back?
Okay.
Nah, we've been
snarks a lot.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Well, then I suppose we're done here.
Yeah, I think we're done here, Ben. Ashley, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. And Ben, thanks for getting a hold of us, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Okay, well, yeah, she's not going to want to go out with Ben at all. There's no chance of that because of him and his weird texting. So don't do that, kids.
Wrong number.
That happens a lot, though.
Wrong number texts?
Yeah.
Yes, and wrong number texts are some of my favorite things. I got a crazy one the other day. Actually, I was the wrong number.
Okay.
I was texting RSVP my son for a birthday party.
Yeah, is that the one?
Yes, and so I texted like, hey, this is Zach's mom. He'd love to come to the party. Thanks for the invite, blah, blah, blah. And I get this text back, and this is a mom I didn't know, so it was a new number I was putting into my phone.
Okay.
And it said, thanks for the RSVP, but who's Torin, and will there be cake and ice cream? Because I never got my invite and it's not worth my time without ice cream since most cakes are too dry. And I said, oh, sorry, wrong number. And they said, no worries now, but if you want to invite me to the party, you have my number. Also, is this Lauren from the morning show? yes.
Maybe.
Yes. Oh, and then they start asking me, like, so are you in any more plays recently in the near future?
Wow, they have a new friend.
Conversations.
Yes.
Was it somebody you knew then? You just didn't have their name saved? Or
no! It's just some random person.
How did they know
person.
It was you?
I said it was Lauren, and I mentioned my son's name?
Maybe.
Wow.
I don't know.
That person needs to be a detective.
I know.
Like,
well,
that's quick.
And then, I know, and this actually happened at my birthday party, and then a couple of my friends were like, is that creepy? I don't know that you should answer
weird.
That again.
No.
I don't know. But there is a whole category of weird for accidental texts.
Mm-hmm. 466-9696. Would you be willing to share yours?
Your either wrong number text or drunk text.
Oh.
Your accidental text.
I have on my text message chain, my wife and rival dad are usually one and two on people I'm texting on there.
Uh-huh.
I've definitely sent rival dad a text message that was for sure meant for my wife. And I'm glad he took it in stride. Because it was a little forward. Four, maybe.
466-9696. Your experiences with accidental texts. Next. Coming from Ben and Ashley with Dana Berdumbum. Ben sent her a text message that was meant for another girl.
That he was trying to hook up with the same night.
Yeah.
Right after he'd hung out with Ashley. And no, they're not in an exclusive relationship, but that weirded Ashley out.
Yeah.
A lot. That right after their date, he was in the middle of trying to hook up with someone else like 10 minutes later.
Pretty awkward
text, too. Yes. That text was not meant for Ashley.
Nope.
And it made for an awkward situation. So we are talking about your accidental text messages. And we just got one that's anonymous to the page. Like, please keep this anonymous.
Okay.
Years and years ago, when my daughter was playing softball, her coach and my husband shared the same name. We were all out one night after the Husker game tailgating, and my husband had to work, so he wasn't able to go. After several drinks, I had no filter, and I sent a pretty explicit sexual text to who I thought was my husband. Was actually my daughter's softball coach.
Whoa.
And also the entire group text to the other
Whoa.
Parents. sorry,
that's
guys.
Awkward. Your accidental awkward text. Good morning.
My wife, to get engaged with her, I bought her the ring and everything, and her name is Erin. My stepmom's name is Karen, and I thought I was texting. I just in the glance, a picture of the ring. Well, I sent it to my wife instead, or my fiance at the time.
Oh.
So, girlfriend, I guess.
Oops.
Yes.
Was she excited?
She was very excited, but she looked at it, and she's like, I don't think that was meant for me or whatever. And so my response is, oh, staff, you know, right away.
Yep. You just, like, propose right there.
Yeah. Oh, well, hey, so will you marry me? Via text. We got another anonymous one.
Okay.
I'm part of a girls' chat Facebook message group. We have a rule that if you apologize unnecessarily for something, then you have to everyone has to send you a GIF of a male body part.
Oh.
So one of my friends apologizes unnecessarily in the group, and I go to send her a GIF of a man dancing in a male body part suit. Well, at the same time, I was also messaging a professional photographer for an upcoming photo shoot I'm a part of. Guess who got the gif of the man dancing in the male bodysuit?
Oops. On Twitter, Luke says, in college, my roommate got a wrong number text from a guy saying, hey, girl, what you doing? And he kept asking for nudes. About an hour of messing with him, we sent a picture of our buddy, a really big guy with his shirt off, and got a what the F text back from him.
Awesome.
Hi, Kix.
I sent my niece a picture of a snake in my backyard.
Okay.
And then I needed a caller, so I called her up, and when she answered, well, I thought it was her, I said, you want to come play with my snake? And the girl says, who is this?
Oh, wow.
She had changed her number, and I didn't know it.
Oh. So some random got to hear about wanting to play with your snake.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's a tough situation.
Another anonymous one. A few months back, I was calling into work because my son was sick. I texted my boss, and all she responded with was, K. I hate that response, so I screenshotted it and meant to send it to my other coworkers with, what kind of response is that? And I sent it right back to my boss. She did not get fired, so that's
good. Thank God. We'll get one more. Hi, Kix. Good morning. Your accidental text.
Well, it was back in college, and I was texting one of my buddies, and I was texting a girl that I'd met that weekend. And my buddy asked what I was doing. I said, taking a poop, and the name changed to that girl I had just met.
Wow.
How did she respond?
She didn't.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, she didn't want to have anything.
I just left it at that.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I feel we're not at this part of our relationship yet where you can text me that you're on the toilet.
Just the random poop text. All right, you can share your accidental text with us on Facebook or Twitter, or if you need our help with dating issues with Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, just direct message us with the title Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. We'll help you out too.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick, the Kix 96.9 Morning Show.